Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Some state lawmakers are trying to learn more about what's happening at the state's maximum security prison on the Lancaster-Shirley line in the week since an attack on some officers there. A group of lawmakers made an unannounced visit to the Sousa Baranowski Correctional Center over the weekend amid allegations of prisoners being beaten and abused by officers. And there's also a lawsuit over the treatment of prisoners filed against the State Department of Corrections. WBUR's Deborah Becker has been following this story and has spoken with a man incarcerated at Sousa. And Deborah joins us this morning. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Bob.
So first off, tell us what happened when lawmakers went to the Sousa Baranowski prison yesterday.
Well, five lawmakers visited the prison, and they say they spoke with officials there, with state public safety officials, and they met with more than a dozen prisoners. They were there for several hours. State Senator Jamie Eldridge was among them. He says he wanted to hear directly from the men incarcerated there, as he's received dozens of emails about alleged abuse after the violence at Sousa on January 10th, when three correction officers were hurt. Now, Eldridge says prison officials say that they are taking steps to try to reduce tensions at Sousa, and he calls the abuse allegations very concerning. State Representative Mike Connolly was also among the lawmakers, and he said that legislators want the Department of Correction to understand that state lawmakers are aware of the allegations of abuse, which he described as very serious, and that they will be followed up on. He also said the most serious allegations appear to have involved officers on so-called tactical teams that were brought in after the violence.
Well, talk about the allegations. As you mentioned, you spoke with a man incarcerated there. What did he say?
Well, we were able to talk with a man who has been incarcerated at Sousa for about a year and a half. I spoke with him twice last week in a three-way call that was arranged with one of his loved ones. We're not using his name out of concern for his safety. And he says for the first week after the violence, men were not allowed out of their cells at all. About 11 days after the incident, he says officers in tactical gear ordered dozens of men to remove most of their clothing, and then the men were moved to cells in a different part of the prison, and their personal belongings were taken away.
They literally took all of our clothes off and stripped us to our underwears and shackled and cuffed us and beat us up.
And this prisoner, Bob, tells WBUR that he was beaten, shocked with a taser, and he was hospitalized for 2 days.
The officer just started tasering me and beating me and punching me and calling me N-words, and I ended up going to the outside hospital. I got stitches across my face. I currently have a black eye, busted lip. My hands are shaking.
He says the men have been allowed out of their cells 15 minutes a day, although Friday that was increased to 30 minutes, and showers and food, he says, have been limited.
What about other inmates? Have others made similar complaints, Deborah?
Yes. We spoke with a family member of another inmate who described something similar. Jarrell Larinell says his brother called him last week. His brother's incarcerated at Sousa. He's been there for a while. And he says his brother experienced something similar, even though he's in solitary confinement. Let's listen.
Told me they was basically going around randomly assaulting people, tactical squad, riot gear type. They came in there, took all his property. It was just basically gassing people, either tasering them or shooting them with a beanbag gun.
Now, Bob, the group Prisoners Legal Services of Massachusetts says it's interviewed about 40 men incarcerated at Sousa who have similar complaints. The group has also heard from attorneys who say that their access to clients has been restricted since January 10th. Recently, some lawyers have been allowed no-contact visits, but the lawyers say that's not sufficient. So a group of attorneys filed suit against the state on Friday, alleging that the prisoners' constitutional rights are being violated because they cannot appropriately confer with legal counsel.
So what's the suit seeking, Deborah?
The suit's seeking a preliminary injunction. It was filed on behalf of three men imprisoned at Sousa. And we spoke with Rebecca Jacobstein, who's with the State Public Defender Agency, the Committee for Public Counsel Services.
And so what we're asking for in the lawsuit is we're asking for them to get their paperwork back, to be able to make attorney phone calls and to be able to have contact visits with their attorneys so we can have meaningful discussions.
And this suit, Bob, also outlines allegations of prisoner abuse.
What about the other side, the COs, the corrections officers, or the State Department of Correction? What are they saying?
Well, the Correction Officers Union says the reports of abuse are false. We spoke with Kevin Flanagan with the Massachusetts Correction Officers Federated Union. He says tactical officers have gone through SUSE to reassess the prison's operational needs after the violence. He says prisoners are now strip searched because of safety concerns. And Flanagan says he hopes lawmakers who visited over the weekend hear from both sides. And he disputes the allegations of abuse. Let's listen.
These inmates make allegations because, honestly, they don't want to conform to the rules inside of prison. They couldn't conform to the rules outside in society. Now they're inside of a prison where, yes, their freedoms were taken away because they committed a crime. You know, I've heard the rumors, I've heard the allegations, and it's nonsense. I also know that inmates have thrown bodily fluids and excrement at officers. These are bad guys. There's a reason why they're at SUSE Baranowski.
And Kevin Flanagan says there are problems at SUSE because the prison should have about 70 more officers to be fully staffed. As for the Department of Correction, the department issued a statement last night saying things at SUSE are getting back to normal. The prison was still locked down yesterday. And the DOC statement says, quote, while some privileges have been restricted and inmates moved, this process was necessary to prevent further violence.
The man you spoke with from inside the SUSE Baranowski prison, could he get in trouble for speaking with you? Is his call to you a violation of prison rules? And if it is, did you ask him why he took the risk?
It is a violation of prison rules, and I did ask him that. And let's listen to a bit of what he said.
If we can't be heard and our story doesn't get told, then there's only going to be one story that's put out there. It's a false narrative, like we're all savages, we're all animals, and we don't have nothing. It's hopeless. It's an environment where it's like punishment met with more punishment doesn't bring nothing except more violence.
And Bob, family members of some of those incarcerated at SUSE and prisoner advocates are meeting at the State House today to outline their concerns. Some are calling for an independent investigation. Senator Eldridge says he expects more lawmakers to visit more prisons this coming week. And he also says he plans to meet with the Correction Officers Union. But he says there is some disagreement between prison officials and the prisoners about how to reduce the tensions at SUSE. He says things such as more programming for the men incarcerated will be up to the state, and he hopes Governor Baker sends a signal that he supports that.
Okay, clearly a lot more on this in the coming week, in the coming weeks. WBUR's Deborah Becker, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you, Bob.